事上。
So on your radio, it's another edition of the podcast called Shockwave. All courtesy of Culture Shock Music. My name is Lanto on your radio. And this edition is part two of the best of 2020 from Shockwave, which is an extension of our weekly blog that we've been doing for about 2.5 years. Hope you've been enjoying the music, and hopefully you caught part one so we can kind of continue with part two. And that is part one of a two-part category that we call the best artist to keep the Akabeka Von Benjamin vibe alive. If you don't know who Akabeka or Von Benjamin is, he is a U.S. Virgin Islands reggae artist that does some very heavy roots, meditative reggae music with different frequencies and very deep and conscious lyrics. Well, this is Christus DC, because your actions speak louder than words. Even if you're silent, it still expresses your opinion. He was one of two artists that we picked for 2020 to fulfill those shoes and that destiny of reggae music, because it's a heavy load. Heavy boots to fill. And Vaughn had a very strong, deep network of followers. Very avid, very diehard fans. So we're trying to expose them and all of you to some new music, new artists. Christus, as we said, was one of two. The one we played last week was Marcus Gadd with Lego Your Ego out of New Caledonia. And we're going to get into part two of a second category that had two winners, or two that we considered to be the best international reggae band. First one was iFire out of Germany, making leaps and bounds with the music in German, mixing it with English, but making it much more palatable than it traditionally is. This is a group of young Israelis with an EP called Stand By My Side, Lovers Rock, and Roots Reggae, Touch of Dub, and Rock Steady. This is such a great song. The whole EP is great. And this one is called Keep On Holding On. The Young Israelites, best international reggae band for 2020. According to Shockwave and Culture Shock Music.
Keep on holding on. Yeah.
give me what I wanted, and I'll keep it in my sack, and I'll keep on and on. Yeah.
It's the Young Israelites, one of two bands that copped the Best International Reggae Band of the Year, according to Shockwave. And the best of best, this is part two. And now we're going to get into kind of where we left off with part one. Because what we did is we went in chronological order. As the music was released, we're basically telling you what it was that we considered this to be the best for 2020. Well, for 2020, we had two soca songs that made the best of. And the first one, it's actually the second release, but it's the first one we're going to play. Out of Antigua, I don't know if the band is still around. They were called L.A. Crew. That's E-L-A-K-R-U, not the L.A. Crew from way back in, was that the late 80s, early 90s? They came out of California. This was one of their singers. They had like two or three singers. This is Blade. It sounded so good to hear his voice. It's a track entitled Maria. And it's the only thing I've seen or heard from these guys in quite some time. So for the Soca Massive, this one just for you. The best of 2020, part two, Shockwave. Boy, Maria, this is Blade from L.A. Crew. And I got to tell you that, you know, I've known about soca music, calypso music for a very long time. But it wasn't till I heard Pump Me Up from Crossfire that I really got into soca. It was what they called Raga Soca at the time. Now they call it Groovy. But the raga is more appropriate in my book, especially for that stuff that was coming out of Barbados back in the 90s. It had that kind of little bit of a reggae feel to it. And they really got me into soca. That kind of changed soca music for me, where I started to like it, whereas before I could only take so much. And then, you know, that was my favorite place to get soca from back in the 90s. And, you know, then I started getting into the Trinidad stuff, and I liked more the groovy instead of the jump up, and that's still the case. But the point being here is Antigua kind of became that next spot for me that was really producing a lot of good soca music. And Blade, part of that crew, and another island that I liked during that time, and even early in the next one was kind of St. Vincent, and that's who produced Kevin Little, Turn Me On. So it was kind of like from Barbados to St. Vincent with Antigua in there, really kind of kept that raga slash groovy sound alive up until the early 2000s. And then Trinidad kind of took it back over. They created another division in Carnival called Groovy Soca. Because before, if there was groovy or jump up, it all kind of went into one. So then it kind of moved to Trinidad, and it's kind of been a little kind of all across the board, so to speak, now. But we'll get into another segment of soca a little later on in the program. But right now, this is the dancehall song for 2020, part two of Shockwave's Best of the Year for 2020. This is Cruise Rock out of the Virgin Islands with a touch of Puerto Rico, and the king of dancehall out of Jamaica, Mr. Beanie Man, with a remake of his song, Miss L.A.P., on a remake of modernized version of the Buyout Rhythm, Dave Kelly and Tony Kelly, the Kelly brothers. This one's called Be Mine on Shockwave's Best of 2020, Part 2.
This is the sound of the world. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. The cruise rock and Beanie Man.
Rocker.
Yeah,
nah. Ella es hermosa y loca, pero eso es lo que amo.
Lo que amo.
Nunca te dejaré sola, porque chica yo te quiero. Necesita tu cuerpo, estoy adicto, baby.
I can't quit and I can't let go.
Just know that I will always be by your side. So don't worry yourself, girl. This love you can never ever define. So let him do what he wants.
Make me make your life sweet like right time. You're pretty and curvy like night time. Glow so much anybody look my kind. See I look here we can you are my kind. Very seductive girl with the right wine.
The Dr. Beanie Man, the king of the dance hall, returning to top form in 2020 with Hey Be Mine Won't You, with Cruise Rock, our best dance hall song of 2020. As we continue, here's one that's definitely a little out of season and out of the norm for me. It is the best Christmas song and the best Christmas album. Shaggy produced it. And I tell you, it's called Christmas in the Islands. He did a great job with Shane Hussein and the whole crew. And this one's called No Icy Christmas. Best song I heard for 2020 from Mr. Sanchez. And best Christmas album I've heard in a long time, and some good stuff there. Even Shaggy had some nice songs on there. This one's No Icy Christmas, Shaggy Sanchez, on the Best of 2020. According to Shockwave, this is part two in our two-part series for this episode of Shockwave.
Do it, ya.
Do me to you, baby.
Well, it's a Christmas rhyme again.
To you, darling.
Oh, what about sister?
Oh, yeah.
Well, girl, you're looking beautiful tonight. Girl, you're like an ornament, you're bright like pepper light. Got to let you know that you're a blessing in my sight. Can't wait for hug you up and go to higher heights.
Rum and lemonade on a sunny day.
Are you me?
While the skies are blue. Love the holidays. Wanna run away on an island with you. The only gift I'd like is you on Christmas night. Oh, I don't want an icy Christmas. I've had.
Oh Lord, Sanchez. Well, I think we can all relate to that one. I definitely. It's we're based in South Florida, and it's definitely been a colder winter than I can remember in a while. It just kind of wet, damp, and chill kind of makes me shiver thinking about it. But No Icy Christmas, courtesy of Sanchez and Shaggy, our best Christmas and Christmas song and album of the year. And we're not one that traditionally likes the Christmas stuff or the festive season, so to speak. But When it comes to music, if it's good music, we're not partial, Bridget. We just give it to you the way it's supposed to be given. Now, our next artist, according to Shockwave 2020 and our Best Of Part 2 here, this man has won so far, according to Shockwave, Best Festival Song with I Am a Jamaican, Best Remix with Coffee called Pressure. We also have to give him the greatest return and comeback of the year, Mr. Buju Banton. 2020 was also the 25th anniversary of what I consider his best reggae album and one of the best of the 90s. Till Shiloh, this is Buju Banton and Shockwave's Best of the Best 2020 Part 2. And we all want to be loved.
What the world alone? Nowhere could it be. Must be somewhere for me. I'm about to burn them in it desperately. Bam, bam, bam. I want to be loved. Not for who you think I am. Not what you want me to be. Could you love me for me? Real love. With those strings attached. I want to give you my heart. Don't want to take it back. And this is my cha-cha.
And you know, at the end of the day, I think Buju just wants what? What does Buju want at the end of the day? Or who you want him to be, but love him for who he is and what he represents, because now he is a free man. So big up yourself, Buju. Just keep it cool, my brethren. And our artist of 2020 goes to Buju Banton. Well, we told you we did have another soca song for you, and this has to be the soca artist of the year with the soca song of the year. And it is a slow but moving trend that really started to bubble at the end of 2020. I'm calling it cultural soca. Kind of reminds me of the days of Calypso, when they weren't double innuendos but had more of a political or a conscious theme. This one's a little more love-oriented, but Masho put out three in 2020. One Family was a great one, talking about the significance of family. And this is the one that probably started, when I trace it back, kind of seems to be the one that set the pace for this style of soca music. It's basically modern-day soca, but the message in the music has changed. And we saw a lot of it bubbling in 2020, already seeing some into 2021. I know it's going to continue. It's just a matter of how much, but we're keeping a close eye on it. This is Masho Montano with I Love You on the Soul Chase Rhythm, the best soca song for the year, the best new trend in soca music, and the best soca artist for 2020, according to Shockwave. Lanzo is on your radio, and don't forget, this is a production of Culture Shock Music. For anything you need, reggae music, Caribbean music, check us out, predominantly reggae. It's cultureshock.com, K-U-L-C-H-A-S-H-O-K.com. You can find us on the website. You can listen to the podcast there again, or any of your podcast platforms that you prefer. We've got a radio station, we've got a brand, we've got gigs, we MC, we DJ, whatever you need, we're there. It's cultureshock.com, the best of 2020 with the soca song, artist, and soca trend.
Hey, boy, double MC.
It's double M.
Life is too short. Say if you love somebody, show me if you love somebody, tell me if you love somebody. Just tell somebody,
I love.
person and let them know. Hey, even the bad men heart is open. So tell all the real brethren that you know, the diehard ones who ride in for you. Don't wait till they come. No, no, no way. This is the time to appreciate. Don't hold back the procrastinate. Don't wait till they come. Look somebody in the face. Please don't wait. Tell them straight. Tell them straight. As yet, I'm busy chasing birds in the fet. Hey, this year I not gonna do the same thing.
No way.
Thinking about making the big step. Yeah. Don't wanna look back on the life I regret. Can't wait till she comes.
So if you love somebody, you tell them, say, I love you. Just come out of nowhere sometimes and just let them know how you feel. Because you never know. I love you. And I love the fact that you're listening, and I love the fact that you are participating. So let us know what you think. Let us know what you're feeling. And we'll continue to show the love regardless. Thanks again. In the meantime, this is one more step in that direction. This is the Lovers Rock Song of the Year, coming out of Lovers Land, London Town. Mr. Maxi Priest, and it all comes back to love on Shockwave.
Struggle with words to say and find it hard to walk away. Feel like trouble is here to stay, and you just want to run away. And you feel like you've been through it all, in the struggles you've seen the falls. But one thing remains the same, that love's the only way. So how can we no way around it. It comes right back round to love.
That's where it starts.
When I think about,
that's where it's gonna end.
It all comes back to love.
Cause it all comes back to love on Shockwave's Best of 2020 Part 2. And this is part 2 of a 2-part series. Hope you caught last week. If not, go see how we kicked off the year. In the meantime, this is the best English, Spanish, Culture Latino remix of the year, Mr. Cali Buds and Dreadmar I, the best English-Spanish combination, Bermuda meets Argentina, believe it or not, and love in reggae on Shockwave.
Party me de inna the corner. Me have a drink inna me left and me right and have a spliff of marijuana. And when me bassline jump inna the rhythm, I fi wind up and a dance. Me just a wind to the rhythm and later you know what coming after. I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I can only live my life one way. All I wanna do every day is I just wanna smoke, drink, and love my girl to some reggae. I call her on the phone, tell her I'm coming up, so get ready. Yeah. I got some weed and a bottle of booze. All I wanna do is smoke, drink, and love my girl to some reggae. Yeah.
Mucho reggae. Mucho style,
mucho de todo para que quiera acompañar.
Mucho style.
Tienes coraje, acércate y muéstrame.
If you're looking for me bailar, at a reggae party,
vamos a los
you can find me in Adekana.
Jamás perdemos porque
drinking,
espera.
Smoking, making love to my girl to some sweet reggae music. I mean, Dreadmar I, Cali Buds, and our English-Spanish culture Latino combination of the year. Lanzo on your radio. It's Shockwave. Hope you can check it out online as well under cultureshock.com/blog. Our weekly blog there is there, daily news, and our podcast. You can find all the episodes, everything you're looking for. Keep up on the latest and greatest in reggae and surf news as well. In the meantime, we're going to let you know about two artists we really feel are going to step their game up in 2021. The first one is like a reggae rock band out of Jamaica called Public Report. And their song is called I'm Not That Guy from the old Alton Ellis track. They're using the rhythm on Shockwave this week.
The kind who will tell you as it is. I hope you can deal with the truth. Yeah, yeah. I don't care what my haters wanna say, 'cause I know my prayers to Jah ain't gonna go in vain. No, 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 no. We've been on this road together for so long, and despite all the challenges, we still hold strong. I will never let you down, and I am happy as long as you're around. So stay with me, baby. I will keep you safe. I will keep.
His name is Jerome. He's always smiling, putting out good vibes and good music. He put out an EP this year in 2020, and he is one of our stars to look out for. He was a part of Rising Stars in Jamaica, and I tell you, he's got a bright future in music, that's for sure. We'll keep an eye on him and Public Report, and that's Public with a K at the end, and I'm Not That Guy. From the original rhythm called I'm Just a Guy from Alton Ellis, the King of Rocksteady. God bless his soul. His son is keeping the tradition on, Mr. Christopher. Christopher Ellis, working with the Tuff Gong family, the Ghetto Youth International. But as we continue, this is a great song. One of the band called Fortunate Youth. It's one of their biggest songs ever. They re-released it in 2020. And they added Alba Rossi and Stafford Harrison, lead singer and band leader of Groundation, great American band. And we just had to put this in there because this is probably the greatest re-release song slash, it's not really a remix, but it's a re-release. And then they added these two artists. So we're going to call this the best re-release in 2020, Fortunate Youth, and words, great words, live life, it's Shockwave.